I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Colombia's president, Álvaro Uribe, has been trying to win support from other South American nations for putting some new U.S. military bases in his country. But even after a six-country tour, Uribe's had little success. John Otis has a story.
The trip was trumpeted on Colombian newscasts, but President Álvaro Uribe, a staunch U.S. ally, received a lukewarm response as he tried to drum up support for his plan to allow American troops to use Colombian military bases. Peruvian President Alan Garcia embraced Uribe, but he was met by demonstrators in Chile. An old adversary, Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, said he would buy Russian tanks in response to the base deal. Uribe was also scolded by Argentina's Cristina Kirchner and by Bolivia's Evo Morales, who met with the Colombian leader in La Paz.
I told him I feel insulted by the military presence of the United States in Colombia. We do not accept North American soldiers in Bolivia, and our request is also they are not anywhere in Latin America.
Arlene Tickner, a political science professor at the University of the Andes in Bogota, says the response goes beyond knee-jerk nationalism. She points out that even the more centrist governments of Brazil and Chile are worried.
The United States has an unfortunate history of participating in coups, in supporting repressive regimes in the region, in intervening militarily. And I don't think it's fair to say that this is just a typical reaction by the left.
For years, the U.S. government has maintained a close military relationship with Colombia, which faces the twin plagues of illegal drugs and Marxist guerrillas. The Uribe government has received more than $5 billion in mostly military aid from Washington. And the U.S. Congress has authorized up to 1,400 U.S. troops and contractors to work in Colombia, though they are banned from getting involved in on-the-ground hostilities. That's William Brownfield, the U.S. envoy to Bogota, telling Colombian reporters that should a deal be confirmed, it would not lead to the construction of U.S. bases. Instead, the proposed 10-year agreement would give U.S. military personnel broad access to Colombian Army, Navy, and Air Force bases where some American troops and contractors are already deployed. But the tentative deal remains shrouded in mystery, leading to all sorts of speculation. Because the guerrillas are heavily involved in drug trafficking, for example, some analysts believe that the U.S. surveillance flights will focus on gathering intelligence for Colombian counterinsurgency operations. President Uribe, in turn, has angered politicians at home by insisting that the base agreement would not require the approval of the Colombian Congress. The Obama administration's 2010 defense budget request includes $46 million for upgrading one of the Colombian installations that the Americans would use, a base just north of Bogota known as Palanquero. According to Arlene Tickner, the political science professor, U.S. government documents suggest that Palanquero could be used for missions far beyond Colombia.
One of the interests of the U.S. Air Force in particular is to use the base in Palanquero, in the Cundinamarca department, to be able to do surveillance activities from the air outside of Colombia and throughout the continent, eventually hoping to use the base to reach even Africa.
It's that sort of activity that worries South American governments. They want more information from Colombia about the pending base deal, and they want it presented at a regional summit to be held in Ecuador next week. But President Uribe, who often feels cornered at such events, has decided not to attend. For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota.